KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's time off, so they asked me if I wanted to work on Friday. I said, sure, why not? That's the whole fun of doing a radio show, is kicking back and having late-night conversation. Next hour, we're going to have some fun. We have Bill on the road. Normally shows up on Thursday, but since Thursday was Christmas and he was traveling, Bill's going to check in from New Mexico. Yes, the site of... where do all the aliens show up in New Mexico? Los Alamos, right? That's where he's going to be in New Mexico. And then we're going to check in with Field Lewis Clark, Hollywood executive for a day. We're going to introduce Christian to the game. Christian's filling in for Alex, and then, of course, Richard Good. So the three of us are going to play the game. He has three projects. Two of them have been greenlit by Hollywood executives. One of them comes from the creative mind of Theo Lewis Clark. We have to determine which is which. And then, of course, in hour number three, it's all phone calls. So it's a Friday night. And the good news is that the days are getting longer, right? Nights are getting shorter. The bad news is somebody won the $1.7 billion Powerball. So we're going to do all that at some point tonight. So thanks for joining us. This first hour, we're going to talk about gas prices, because don't look now, gas prices are down, and they're going down even more. To talk about it, Jay Young, founder of King Operating Corporation. Jay, you're also the author of a book called The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, How the New Model Works and Why It Puts the Traditional Model to Shame. Jay Young, welcome to America at Night.
Well, thank you, McGraw. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it. First, let's talk about what is going on with gas prices, and why are they so low?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I was in Oklahoma. My daughter's going to school in Oklahoma, OU, Boomer Sooner. And we stopped to get gas. And unleaded was less than $2. $2. I mean, we haven't seen that. I mean, the dollar sign in front for such a long time. And I just read that there's like 9 states today that have gasoline prices unleaded, you know, that you can get for less than $2. Feels pretty good to fill your tank for 30 or 40 bucks instead of 100, 200 bucks or whatever it costs. Those big Suburbans at one time, it costs a lot of money to fill up those cars. But what's going on is it's all about supply and demand. It's about supply and demand. Right now, there's a lot of oil in the markets. There's actually a huge supply of oil in the market. And we have no big geopolitical problems. We had a little Trump bombed somebody today, and oil prices went down a dollar. So, you know, it's just like we have so much oil in the market right now. We have a lot of OPEC oil. We have a lot of United States oil on the markets. And that's going to come to a close next summer. We can talk about that, but that wasn't your question. Your question was, why is it down now? And it's all about supply and demand. You know, if we have so much oil in the market, and, you know, our demand stays the same, which it has, you know, it's just going to go down, and it has gone down, and it will continue to go down, I think, until, like I said, next you know, next summer I'm seeing that prices could come back.
All right, so let's get to next summer in a second. Let's stay with right now, Jay, because is it more oil on the market? Is OPEC producing more oil and flooding the markets? Or is the American economy slowing down and then therefore not as much oil being needed to get the goods to and from different places?
Oh, man, you hit it on the head there. Economics 101, you know, supply and demand. I do not see any slowdown in anything whatsoever on our demand. I don't feel like that we're going to have peak oil demand for a long time. Matter of fact, there's some economists that say we'll never have peak oil demand, which means that, you know, the oil demand peaks and it starts to go down, which is what, you know, Biden and all the other people, you know, thought that was going to come true, you know, really, really soon. But right now we're not even seeing that anywhere close. So we're still, demand's still strong. We're seeing China that's not as strong. Maybe that's going down a little bit or not going as up as fast as it was. But other than that, majority of our demand is continuing to go strong. So we just have a lot of oil in the market from OPEC countries right now that are putting that oil in the markets in the United States. Did the same thing right before COVID.
Yeah. Well, and COVID was an outlier too, because everybody stayed at home and nobody drove, and so of course prices are going to plummet when it comes to oil prices. But what about electric vehicles? Are we seeing any dent with electric vehicles when it comes to the consumption of oil?
Yeah. No. I mean, we at one time when California, they'd give you 10 grand or 50 grand or something in tax relief, you know, if you would buy an electric vehicle. So electric vehicles were like 8% of all car sales. This is 3 or 4 years ago. Today they're like 2 or 3. It's going the other direction. People are saying that this is great, but not 100%. I'm out here right now. I don't see an electric vehicle anywhere close, you know, and they're just not dinning. It's not doing anything like it was before. Now I don't live in California and I hear there's a lot of electric vehicles in California and Colorado, but majority of the cars that are being sold today in the United States, you know, 100%, only a couple, 2-3% are electric vehicles today. It's not hurting us. We're going the other way. People are not necessarily loving the electric vehicle craze. They're way expensive. Very, very expensive.
No. I get that, but I was just curious as to, even, you know, if it's, you know, 2%, 3%, 5% of the cars that are on the road are electric vehicles, you have to assume maybe that those cars not going to the pump would at least somewhat add to the lack of demand for oil, which would then in effect reduce the prices.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see total demand. Now, I'm sure there is a little bit, obviously, but I just don't see any huge challenges. I don't see any, when you look at demand for oil, it just continues to go up. It does not come down.
Yeah. I guess the winter blend helps, at least in January and February, does it not?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does a little bit. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. I want to ask you about, you mentioned, you teased next summer and things are going to change next summer. But people should understand that we in America, explain this to us, because this is actually kind of interesting, and a lot of people don't quite comprehend this. Jay Young, founder of King Operating Corp. We produce and extract more oil from the ground than we use in the United States. True or false?
We extract more oil in the United States than we use.
So we are.
Question?
Yeah. Yes.
No. That is not. Well,
that is not true.
Okay. No, it's not. We need 20 million barrels a day in the United States. About 20, maybe 21 million barrels of oil in the United States. In the United States, that's what we need. That's our appetite. What George Bush called an addiction to oil. 21 million barrels. We're producing 13.4 million barrels. Now, we can't refine it all, okay? So it's not like we're producing, we can produce 21 million barrels and refine it all into the products that we need in the United States. We can't do that either. So, I you know, when you said that, when somebody said, well, we're energy independent, yeah, well, we refine every drop of oil that we can in the United States, and we try to keep it here, but we're not even doing that. We're exporting oil overseas because we can't, we're not producing the right kind of oil that we need in the United States to go through the refineries. I mean, this is a really long story. You know, that, I don't sure if you want to go through the whole, you know, process, but overall, we still need the right kind of oil in the United States because we're not producing it, and we're not going to be able to produce it, and we're not going to be able to put any refineries back on. California's already knocked a couple of them offline, shut them down. So, and we need refineries.
Jay Young, hold that thought. I want to come back and talk about that in a moment. Jay Young, founder of King Operating Corporation. He has written the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, How the New Model Works, and Why It Puts the Traditional Model to Shame. Jay Young, our guest. Hold that thought, America at Night.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Veterans, you may have earned a variety of VA benefits. Did you know VA can help you further your education and pursue professional training? The Home Loan Guarantee Program can help you buy, repair, or adapt a home. VA provides housing support if you find yourself homeless or at risk of homelessness. And don't forget, world-class health care. Learn more about these and other VA benefits. Visit choose.va.gov.
This is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Hey, you filled up the gas tank recently? It is cheap, very cheap. No matter where you are in the country, it is some of the lowest gas prices we have seen in years. Jay Young is our guest, founder of King Operating Corporation. He's also written the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, How the New Model Works and Why It Puts the Traditional Model to Shame. Jay, we're talking about oil refineries here in the U.S., and I want to ask the question about oil refinery with this Venezuelan oil, with these the blockade now with this Venezuelan oil. From what I understand, what we've had people on the show say, that the Venezuelan oil isn't very good and needs a completely different type of refinery. What do we know about this Venezuelan oil?
Yeah, it's true. It's a blacker. It's kind of like the Canadian oil. It's like Iraq oil. It's the kind of oil, Russian oil. It's the kind of oil that our refineries here in the United States need. Because there's so many different types of oil that's being produced. So you have the majority of the oil is produced in Texas and New Mexico. Majority in Texas. If Texas was a country, we'd be one of the biggest producing countries in the world, but that's a different story at a different time. But I'm from Texas, so I'm proud to say that. We are a huge producing state. But we produce a lot of sweet, lighter crude here. 42 grade, 44 grade. It's a lot different in other countries. You know, but see, our oil, if you put it through the refineries, it won't do anything. It doesn't do the majority. You need a third of the oil in the United States that's being produced for transportation. You know, jet airplanes, transportation, trucks, diesels, things of that nature. You need another third of the oil in the United States for plastics, asphalts, roads, you know, things of that nature. You need the other third for gasoline cars. So it's not like every drop of oil that comes out of the ground goes to gasoline for cars. You know, it's 35-40% of the oil that's being produced. So what we have to do is we have to ship this oil overseas to other refineries and have it come back to us, because we don't have the refineries necessary to make our oil in the United States a good mixture or a good fit, or it doesn't, we don't produce it. So we have to export it, and then it comes back.
Why don't we have enough refineries? And I know that's a loaded political question, but I mean, is it NIMBY? Is it, what's the quick answer as to why we don't have enough refineries in this state?
We have about 12, and two, that's a good question. We haven't had this much production in a long time. So we have 13 million barrels a day in daily production in the United States. We haven't had that in a long time. The Permian Basin was producing 1 million barrels of oil, 10 years ago. Now it's at 6 million. So we've gone from 7 to 12 to 13 million barrels of oil in a relatively short time. And I heard, and I'm not I don't know this for sure, but I heard that Joe Biden could have stroked a pen and increased every refinery by 10%. But I guess that was fake news because Trump would have done it easily, you know, if he could have, but I guess he didn't. But yeah, we've only been producing this much oil for this long. So, and like I said, refineries in California, two of them have been shut down. And I can't imagine building a refinery, especially anywhere close to not Texas or I know we have some smaller refineries that they're trying to put in the Permian Basin, you know, which will be great. It'll be great and it'll be needed, but it just takes a lot of money. I mean, there are hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to do it. The attorneys, you want to be an attorney, you want to go to law school, tell your kids, hey, that's what you need to do. Go to law school, get your law degree and go in this refinery deal because the attorneys are going to make a ton of money.
Jay, let me ask you real quick because we're short on time here. Yeah. I want to ask you about they're saying now because of the blockade in Venezuela, that's really hurting Cuba because they just don't have any oil and it's just squeezing Cuba even more. What are you hearing about that with the oil?
Yes, that's true. Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, we need that. Cuba needs oil. I mean, every country, you know, there's just not any oil everywhere. And when you have that much oil in one spot, you really need it. I mean, you do. And I want to talk about the next, you know, the coming up in the summertime as well, so if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I want to give away the next five people a copy of my book. Go to the website. McGraw, I want you to have a copy of my book. And I want an autographed copy in your office to make sure that you have one. I want to do that, number one. Number two is we have not been drilling for oil in the United States, and it's slowing down. We've slowed down our drilling process because of low oil prices. Companies have literally shut down a lot of their rigs in the Permian Basin and all across the United States for drilling for oil. So we're going to have a shortage of oil come the summertime and at the end of next year. So, like, we're investing heavily in oil and gas, and that's what we do, and we're drilling a lot of wells. It takes as many vendors to drill a well than it does to build a house. We're getting good prices on drilling rigs. We're getting good prices on drilling for oil and gas. It's kind of like a house. You have a roof. You have an air conditioner. It's the same thing for oil and gas. We're getting great prices right now to drill for oil and gas. And we're going to be investing this now. And then we're going to be able to enjoy the benefits when prices go to 70, 80 bucks by next summer and the end of next year. We're not going to have the oil. Literally, we're not going to have the oil and we're going to need the oil. And we're not going to have it next summer at the end of the year, and prices are going to go up. So fill your lawnmowers. Take your lawnmowers down to the gas station. Fill them up. Do anything you can. Now reap the benefits of the low oil prices. Invest in oil and gas. Invest with King Operating or whoever you want to. But read my book before you invest because you want to make sure that you're getting a good deal.
Jay, real quick, what's your website?
KingOperating.com, KingOperating.com.
All right, KingOperating.com. I don't know why you should take your advice. You grew up in Texas, and you sent your daughter to Oklahoma. How'd that happen?
Well, she plays volleyball. She loves it. So
fair enough.
All right.
Jay Young, KingOperatingCorp.com. Jay, thanks for checking in. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're just getting started. We're talking to a private eye next half hour. Stay right there. America at Night, back in a moment.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
466-9625.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Welcome back, and thanks for staying up late on a Friday night. It is a new show, and I don't have enough vacation time. I wouldn't have taken it anyway. We like talking late-night conversation. So when we were looking at guests for tonight's show, our next guest's eye caught my attention because for years he worked in the Los Angeles Police Department, and then He became a private detective, and I thought, oh, this guy's got some stories to tell. And then I turned, and then it turns out the man wrote a book about the stories he wants to tell. So the book is called The Last Lawman, True Stories of a Private Detective. Nils Gravilius joins us. Nils, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my sincere pleasure, McGraw. I want to correct something for the record. I never Yes. worked for LAPD. I've worked around them. I've worked through them. And I can say that they've given me a great deal of job security over the decades.
Well, I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you, but anyway.
No, I am in no wise offended. I'm perfectly insulated, and there are very few things that offend me, McGraw.
Very good. Okay, so let's talk about the book, The Last Lawman, True Stories of a Private Detective. You're telling me that you took some of your stories of your 30-plus years as a private detective and boiled them down into this book. All of these stories are true?
Every stinking one of them, McGraw. It's not like just a series of war stories about bringing this guy in and putting that girl in handcuffs and things like that. It's the profession, how it changed me, and how I changed the profession working the streets of Los Angeles.
How did it change you?
Well, at one time I had a very conventional button-down view of the world. That our institutions were made to protect us and to benefit the public rather than just be daycare for people who couldn't work ordinary jobs, couldn't support themselves without a government can opener.
But that's, you found out that's not to be true?
Well, that's what I learned. I used to trust these institutions when I was a young person. I thought, you know, the post office, the Veterans Administration, the LAPD, the FBI were there to benefit us rather than to protect the political class.
I see. So give us a sense of one of the stories in The Last Lawman. We really only know a private detective from the movies and some from some of those fictional books we've read. How different is the life of a private detective as opposed to what the stereotype is?
Well, the stereotype is that I spend most of my days looking over people's transoms and taking photos of them having personal relations with their secretary, if you will, or something like that, and I don't do fidelity cases. Here's a good example. A lawyer came to me once, more than 20 years ago, saying he was in court litigating a matter, and the judge issued a series of rulings with no basis in law and no basis in fact. And it caused him and his client to believe that the other party in the case owned the judge in some way, was extorting this this judge, whatever. So I investigated. I could find no ties between the judge and the other party in the litigation. I could find nothing to show them to have any joint interests, investments, anything. And then I saw that there was a continuing education seminar, a rubber chicken lunch that was being put on for lawyers to be educated in aspects of the law that the judge specifically ruled on, a narrow aspect of law. I don't want to get too specific here, but it involved trust and estates, money, property, things like that. So my partner and I, Don Moon, we went to this seminar dressed up like lawyers, you know, in suits. And we paid the fee to get in, and they'd get credit to keep their bar license, that sort of thing. And opposing counsel, the lawyer representing the other party, was there with the judge. And we're checking them out. The opposing counsel is skinny. He looks like Ichabod Crane, okay? And the judge is 18 years older than him, a female, who was as ugly as a hatful of earthworms. And I thought that they couldn't possibly be involved with each other. And then they're serving lunch on the break, and I get up behind the dais to take notes of what's on the whiteboard and see what they're doing. And the judge is stroking the lawyer's thigh under the table. And I use my video camera to capture the foreplay.
Did you say that you don't take marital cases?
No. No. Okay, it's a recipe for homicide, number one. Number two, Let's say I get absolutely perfect information. Mrs. McGraw's situation is bad, and she doesn't trust you, and I, you know, I get very explicit proof. I hand that over to her with a nice big fat bill. I'm rather expensive. I'm an expensive date, McGraw. She not only is heartbroken that her husband is stepping out on her, and that he's stepping out with her best friend and betraying everything, she has to come out of pocket on it. Okay? They're never happy with it. And then if McGraw is any sort of a decent womanizer, he's going to go to his wife and say, my secretary and I, who used to be your best friend, we were in that motel room to discuss business, and we could only go someplace secure because we think the office is wiretapped. It's like enough to believe that it's a sensitive dad, and they always doubt the detective. They never doubt their spouse.
So
and then they don't want to pay their bill. And next thing you know, you're having to say something like, when I take you to small claims court, everybody in the city is going to see the footage of your husband French kissing your former best friend in the back seat of a taxi cab while the engine idles.
So what you're saying is that it's easier to expose a corrupt institution than it is to expose a cheating husband.
Well, and by the time a woman's sitting on the sofa in my office telling me all of these things, she already knows if he's doing it. I tell her to save her money. I don't want to take that money. I'd rather pick the pockets of expensive lawyers in downtown or Century City or New York or maybe even St. Louis once in a while.
So how much of a detective is, I know it's a lot of, it's a lot of hanging out in cars, right, waiting to see who walks into the building, who walks out of the building. But how much of it is actual sifting through data and pictures and websites and doing sort of grunt work like that, the non-glamorous side of it?
Well, that sort of work is irreplaceable. It absolutely has to be done. Sometimes you hire a flunky, usually you don't, and I'll tell you why, McGraw. Nobody will ever do it to your perfect satisfaction. It's mind-numbing work. And oftentimes, you know, when the Internet came about 30 years ago, I had people say to me, oh, well, you're going to be out of a job, Mills. This Internet is going to make it so that everybody can find everything immediately. No. Trying to actually get to the truth on the Internet is often like trying to drink from a fire hose, McGraw. So I've got techniques I use to narrow it down, and I've got sources who are specialists in certain types of information. But yes, this is work that must be done. Now, I also used to do it pre-internet using microfilm and reverse phone directories and public records in addition to surveillance and interviews and looking at old criminal cases and lawsuits and tax liens and that kind of thing.
Nils Gravilius is our guest. The book is The Last Lawman. Nils, any Hollywood producers sniffing around buying this book, making this into a movie or a Netflix series?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was just in New York City in October discussing selling this book as a 3-season episodic TV show. And the person I was speaking with was asking me, so who should play you in this series? And I said, well, John Hamm is the wrong kind of handsome. Danny DeVito is a little too old. Peter North is too busy, so it will have to be Kevin Dillon and no one else.
So Kevin Dillon or nobody?
I don't you like Kevin Dillon?
I have no problem with Kevin Dillon. I have no issues with him whatsoever. I think you should play yourself, though.
No, I've been playing myself entirely too long now. Now, I'll tell you, the first time I saw Kevin Dillon on screen was in a film entitled Platoon.
Yeah.
And he plays a grunt in Vietnam named Bunny. And Bunny's supposed to be a bad guy in that film. I'm going to share a secret with your audience, okay? I was a rifleman in a scout platoon. I did 3 tours in Korea in the 1980s serving on the DMZ. And I knew a man like Bunny, and Bunny's the kind of guy who's the glue when the lieutenants are shot to pieces and the sergeants are losing their minds because if he's afraid of anything, he never lets on. He's starchy, he's indefeatable, and the only way you stop him is killing him. So Bunny's the essential ingredient. I'll tell you, there was a man from the northern Midwest, a paratrooper named Joey LaFond, who was exactly like Bunny. When I saw Dylan playing that character in Platoon, it reminded me.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Kind of reminds me of Warren Oates, only he's a little edgier.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
He played Dillinger in 1972. He was in the Wild Bunch.
Okay.
He was the drill sergeant in Stripes opposite
Bill Murray. Oh, yeah. Okay. So let me ask you this, Nils, while we have you here. The book is The Last Lawman. Is there a story in there as a private detective for over 30 years? Is there one that they always say there's always one case that stays with you? There's one case that always gnaws at you. Do you have one of those cases?
I sure do. So in 2011, I arrested a man in Pasadena who was a one-man crime wave for 20 years. Loan fraud, extortion, grand theft, etc. And the police came to me because they couldn't find him. And I helped them. I got deputized, and I kicked his door down and took him at gunpoint. While he was defending this case, he also tried to hire, seemingly, the Mexican mafia to kill his victim and her children. He beat those charges of murder for hire, but he got convicted of rape and sent up. On his defense team was a private detective who was an on-again, off-again friend of mine. And I liked that man. I didn't understand why he'd want to help Brian Harrington beat murder for hire and rape charges, whatever. But this man was found dead in his apartment in Arcadia in 2021, and the finding was murder-suicide, that he had murdered his wife and taken his own life. And here's what troubles me with this, McGraw. When I shoot myself in an act of suicide, I only have to shoot myself once. Paul was shot twice.
Interesting. Nils Dravilius is our guest. The book is The Last Lawman, and it is his stories of 30-plus years as a private detective in Los Angeles, and he shares it with his readers. The book is out in paperback. What's the response been since the book came out, Nils?
Well, the book is up for pre-sale. It'll get delivered in June. I got a glowing review that's going into Soldier of Fortune magazine. I'm sparring with Ann Coulter and Camille Paglia to get them to review the book. Maybe it'll happen. I mean, Ann Coulter has denounced me twice for my past work on various things, unnecessarily. I don't dislike Ann Coulter, and I'm not on opposite sides politically. You know, she's a kind of a calico cat. I think I'm going to do well on this book, and I think your audience will enjoy the TV show by the time it comes out.
Yeah.
The Last Lawman. I was a Pinkerton agent for 4 years in Los Angeles. I've worked internationally. I never let borders stop me from getting my man. I was in the Army for 7 years. I've had a pretty good life, man.
Yeah. So you were pitching this as a mini series, if you will. Did they bite? Are they biting? What's the odds of them coming down with this thing?
Well, the odds are very good that the goods are odd. You never know when with Hollywood people. When I was trying to sell a Hollywood thing in New York City, anything can happen. There are several people interested. I think some of them want to see how well the book sells, and I think the book is stacking up pre-sales rather well right now. I'm not in the least bit concerned. I know it will eventually occur.
Yeah, yeah. Nils Trevelyan is our guest tonight, 30-year private detective in Los Angeles. His book is The Last Lawman, pre-sales right now on Amazon. Nils, thanks for stopping by on a very quiet night for us, and we had a chance to talk. Good luck down the road, and when Kevin Dillon plays you in the miniseries, we'll sure to have you back on.
It'd be my sincere pleasure, McGraw. I want to wish all of your listeners a happy new year. And I hope to be on your show again. I want you to kick butt all over the northern Midwest, man.
Thank you, sir. The Last Lawman, Nils Trevelyan. Nils, be good. Thank you for checking in. It's America at Night. Back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 billion of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Because of you, I found the resources I needed.
Because of you, I found the right doctor.
Because of you, I'm not alone.
These are words we cherish at the Sarcoma Alliance. Each year, thousands of Americans of all ages are diagnosed with sarcoma, the rare 1% of all cancers. The Sarcoma Alliance is there during their difficult journey, providing education, guidance, and connection. Learn more at sarcomaalliance.org, sponsored by the Sarcoma Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, that's going to do it for us for hour number one. Next hour, we're going to check in with Bill on the Road and Hollywood Exec for a Day. But I would be remiss if I didn't at least mention that today, December 26th, is the 29th anniversary of when JonBenet Ramsey was found murdered in her home in Colorado. It was 29 years ago. I felt so bad for that family. I felt so bad for that story, right? It became a sort of cause celeb, and it was sort of the grist mill for TV media and people making money and a cottage industry. And, you know, I think the poor girl was lost in all of that. But it's been 29 years. The mother has since passed away. And the father has now moved, I think, off to Atlanta. I think he's now remarried. But they've never been able to determine exactly what happened. She was found dead in her home in Boulder, Colorado on December 26, 1996. And there was a whole lot of speculation, but no charges were ever brought, and lots of books and movies, and a lot of people made a lot of money off that terrible, poor tragedy. But 29 years later, and still an open case. Sad. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stay right there. We are just getting started. Our executive producer tonight is Christian Mantos. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 billion of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well at Term.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. It's a soggy Christmas cleanup for parts of Southern California.
Heavy rains and strong winds from powerful winter storms this week brought the wettest Christmas season in years to Southern California, triggering widespread mudslides and debris flows that left homes halfway filled with mud. The National Weather Service is still cautioning residents to stay vigilant, even as the rains subside, warning that there is still a risk of more flash flooding and mudslides. Firefighters rescued over 100 people Christmas Day in Los Angeles County. L.A. police say they responded to more than 350 traffic collisions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Student loan borrowers who are in default will soon have their wages garnished. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump said the Nigerian area that has undergone the powerful and deadly strikes is the Islamic State group in Nigeria, after spending weeks accusing of the West African country's government of failing to rein in the targeting of Christians. In a Christmas evening post on his social media site Thursday, the president did not provide details or mention the extent of the damage caused by the strikes in the northwestern state of Sokoto. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he will meet Sunday with President Trump in Florida. Zelensky told journalists that the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during Sunday's talks. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This Christmas, get a bonus AI Essentials course when you enroll in any My Computer Career IT program by the end of the year. That's a $3,900 value. Attend classes online or on campus. Enjoy lifetime job placement support and IT certifications in high demand. Go to mycomputercareer.edu today and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Conditions apply to AI offer and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
The Kansas City Chiefs announced Monday that they will leave their longtime home at Arrowhead Stadium for a new dome stadium that will be built across the Kansas-Missouri state line and be ready for the start of the 2031 season. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The announcement came shortly after a council of top Kansas lawmakers voted unanimously inside a packed room at the state capitol to allow the state to issue a little more than $2.4 billion in bonds to cover about 60% of the cost of the new stadium, a new training facility, and retail and entertainment space. The Chiefs intended their $3 billion stadium project to be built in Kansas City, Kansas, near the Kansas Speedway and a retail district known as the Legends. The area included Children's Mercy Park, home of Major League Soccer Club Sporting Kansas City, and Legends Field, home of the Kansas City Monarchs minor league baseball team. Bernie Bennett reporting.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The post-Christmas rush is on.
Millions of people are on the prowl for post-Christmas deals and getting in line for holiday returns. Holiday spending did top last year's overall haul, but also saw the emergence of some new trends. People are hitting thrift stores more than ever before, and many started shopping earlier than ever. That's thanks to Christmas creep and early deal hunting. And the move toward digital shopping grew even more this year, with AI playing a big role in people's online and mobile shopping. Bob Agner reporting.
The economy expanded at a strong 4.3 annual percentage rate from July through September as consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department said U.S. gross domestic product up from its 3.8% growth rate in the April-June quarter. Analysts surveyed by the data firms FactSet forecast growth of 3% in the period. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales events. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Bill on the road. He's somewhere in New Mexico, and then next Friday night he's going to be in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl Parade. I have actually been to the Rose Bowl Parade, and the Rose Bowl Parade is a whole lot of fun. And if you've never been to the Rose Bowl Parade, I would do anything you could to get to the Rose Bowl Parade, because you're thinking to yourself, really? It's a parade. It is fantastic. It is a blast. Then we went on to watch the Rose Bowl. It was that year. It was Stanford was playing. I think it was Iowa. I think Christian McCaffrey was playing for Stanford. Anyway, it was a fun day, and we'll check in with them a little bit later on in the show. But a couple of interesting notes that I found out about and just wanted to touch on before we move on. One of them is, and I didn't know this, right? So we know the housing market being what it is. There are a lot of houses, not a lot of houses for sale, and everyone's complaining about the housing costs. Wall Street Journal had an interesting story. You know why people aren't moving? People aren't moving because nearly 30 million households have a mortgage with an interest rate 4% or lower. 30 million households have a mortgage that is 4% or lower. And so they're calling it the lock-in effect. Yeah, you know what? I might want to move, but I ain't giving up my 3.5% for a 6.5%. I don't care what kind of neighborhood that is, right? I would probably tend to be in that camp if I had a 3.5% mortgage. I do not have a 3.5% mortgage. I have over 4, but not too much over 4. So even my mortgage is pretty good, and I ain't moving. But you think about, right, when we're parents in the 70s, I remember when my mother told me they had a 12% interest on their mortgage, and they were lucky and getting down on their knees and thanking God they had a 12% mortgage. 12%, and we're complaining about a 5% mortgage today? So the Wall Street Journal analysis says that people have these low rates and they're not giving them up. So the rate's hovering around 6, 6.5, whatever it is. They're not expecting too much of a change with interest rates, right in the upper sixes, mid sixes, depending on where you are. It's cheaper. Buying a home is cheaper than it's been in 2004 and 2003, I guess. But even with that being said, going from a 3.5 to a 6.5, that's going to boost up the price of the house. But, man, when you put it into perspective, and somebody was buying a house with a 12 or 13% interest rate and lucky to have it. Think about that for a second. Also, I wanted to touch on this, and I don't know if you guys are a fan of The Wire, the HBO series The Wire. The Wire, in my humble opinion, is considered one of the top five shows in the history of television. It is so fantastic. I think it's five seasons. And you know how you have a series where you love the first season and then it ends and you're like, well, what can they do for the second season? And the second season kind of, you know, that they go in a weird direction. And then by the third or fourth season, you're like, okay, I've kind of lost interest in this. And no, The Wire is strong from the first episode to the last episode. And they bring it each season. And they show a different point of view of Baltimore. But it could be any town, USA, right? They show a season from the drug dealer's point of view. They show a season from the cop point of view. They show a season of the journalist's point of view. They show a season from the politics point of view. And they show a season from the union's point of view. It is riveting. And just got word over the last couple of days that James Ransone passed away. James played Ziggy Zabata in The Wire. He was 46 years old and passed away, so felt bad about that. He plays a great character who's the kid is, you know, sort of a wild child and sort of off on his own, creates a lot of his own problems. But Ziggy Zabata, the character was James Ransone. He died. Then that got me looking at all the people who have died from The Wire. So Ziggy Zabata died. Lieutenant Cedric Daniels, he was played by Lance Reddick. He passed away back in 2003. Omar Little, who was played by Michael K. Williams, he passed away. He was Omar, one of the great characters of all time. Norman Wilson, he was the political operative. He passed away. Proposition Joe, Prop Joe, he died. He was one of the kingpin drug dealers. And then Melvin Williams died. Well, who else? Louis Zabatka died. He was the father. And Stan Valchek, he has since passed away. That actor's name was Al Brown. But Melvin Williams was the deacon, right? He was the guy who was sort of like the conscience, would come in and talk to some of these people and sort of be the voice of God and be the voice of reason. Well, it turns out that guy, Melvin Williams, was the inspiration. He was the real live Avon Barksdale guy. He was a former Baltimore drug kingpin gone straight. And it was his life story that inspired many of the stories from the show The Wire. And so the real drug kingpin became sort of like the moral center of the show, which, right, it was written by a newspaper man in Baltimore, so you knew all the stories had a ring of truth to them. Anyway, The Wire is considered, in my humble opinion, one of the finest shows, and it stands the test of time. It's been, I don't know, show ended in, what, early 2000s, 2010 or something? Still stands the test of time. Still one of the greatest series of all time, so just wanted to make a mention of that. If you're looking for something to do, a couple of days off, looking to get into some trouble, looking to stream something, you do yourself the favor by watching The Wire. Pretty good. All right, stay right there. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Theo Lewis Clark's going to be along. We're going to play the game Hollywood Exec for a Day, and then when we come back from that, Bill on the road. We got to find Bill Cleveland somewhere in this country. What's he doing for the Christmas season? So we'll check in with both of those guys coming up. America at Night, McGraw-Milhaven, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple. To make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudienHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at travismania.org.
Join the nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw-Milhaven.
It's time to play TV exec for a day, actually Hollywood exec for a day, and of course the man who does it better than anybody, Theo Lewis-Clark, joins us. Good morning, Theo Lewis-Clark.
Good morning, McGraw-Milhaven and Christian and everybody else there.
All
How
right.
y'all feeling tonight?
Oh, we're ready to go. Christian, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you, gentlemen. How's everybody?
All right, Christian's here. And then, of course, we got Richard Good. Richard, you ready to roll?
I'm here. I'm ready.
Oh, whoa. You're overmodulated a little bit. Calm down there, Richard. All right, so here's how the game is played. Last week, somebody said you were a little too low. Now you're a little too high. You're like Goldilocks, all right? All right, so here's how you play the game. Theo Lewis-Clark has come up with three projects. Two of them have been greenlit by Hollywood executives. These are real movies, real television shows, real projects that have been greenlit by Hollywood executives. One has come from his creative mind. All we have to do is to determine what's real and what's fake. Theo, you have the floor.
Let's do it. And they could be a movie, a TV, or a play. So is it number one? A few out-of-work actors have been cast in a new movie portraying real-life heroes whose job it is to rescue a small village under siege from a notorious gang. Unbeknownst to them, this is no movie. Or is it number two? In a post-apocalyptic world, the most miserable person on Earth finds herself isolated after an alien virus transforms the rest of humanity into a peaceful, happy people who seek to assimilate her. Or is it number three, an ex-nun who left the convent to marry the man of her dreams soon learns he's a womanizer and a con artist who dupes wealthy socialites out of their fortunes? Feeling betrayed, she begins to plot her revenge until her deceased grandmother comes to her in a series of dreams to remind her that that's not how she was raised. Which one is the fake one and which two are real? McGraw, you've been winning every week. And I said, I got to get McGraw. I got to get him.
All right, so I'll go first. All right, so since I've won the last 2 weeks, this one's a good one. Give me number one again here.
Number one says a few out-of-work actors have been cast in a new movie portraying real-life heroes whose job it is to rescue a small village under siege from a notorious gang. But unbeknownst to them, this is no movie.
Boy, that's these all sound like really bad movies. I'm gonna go with the one that sounds like a normal movie. So I'm going to go with number two. Number two sounds like a post-apocalyptic virus that is unleashed on the people. That sounds like a movie. So I'm going to use reverse psychology. That is not a movie. I'm going to say number two is not a movie.
Okay, cool. Who is going next, Christian or Richard?
Christian, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think number one is not a movie.
Why?
Okay, cool.
Do you want to give us a reason?
I don't know. It just sounds like not very well written, so I felt like maybe that's just the reason why.
Awesome. All right. Fair enough. All right, Kitty Carlisle, Richard, what's your take? What's the fake one?
I'm going to have to go with number two. I think you said you think number two is the real one, but I think number two is the fake one. I think the apocalypse, the alien, I'm still trying to figure out, are aliens real or not? So it's like, that's where I'm at with it. I'm like, I can't, anything alien related, I think is fake off the top.
All right. Cool. So he's with me. He thinks two is the fake one.
You.
Christian thinks one is the fake
one. Number one. Right. So let's go with Christian first, okay? He's the newcomer. And so he's got to learn. Okay, Christian, a few out-of-work actors have been cast in a new movie portraying real-life heroes whose job it is to rescue a small village under siege from a notorious gang. Unbeknownst to them, this is no movie. I can tell you're young because this is a movie, 1986. This is The Three Amigos. Starring Martin Sheen. Short and Chevy Chase, baby. Oh, I knew I'd get the youth on that one. Way to go, Christian. Okay, is it number... Now, I could either dupe you guys or both Richard and McGraw are correct. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
So in a post-apocalyptic world, the most miserable person on Earth finds herself isolated after an alien virus transforms the rest of humanity into a peaceful, happy people who seek to assimilate her. That's real 2025 TV series on Apple TV Plus called Pluribus, and I'm going to start watching it. This is from the creators of Breaking Bad. It's all over the place. You got sci-fi, AI, dark comedy, which means the big fella, Theo Lewis Clark, have duped you all. An ex-nun who have left the convent to marry the man of her dream soon learns he's a womanizer and a con artist who dupes wealthy socialites out of their fortune. Feeling betrayed, she begins to plot her revenge until her deceased grandmother comes to her in a series of dreams to remind her that that's now how she was raised. That's on Theo's World, and it's called... Now, girl, you know better than that.
I thought that was like the sequel to Sound of Music or something.
Yes, awful. We got to get my theme music, man, and we got to get a sounder for when I dupe you guys.
All right, great. Theo's now head is so big, it's as big as Santa's sleigh.
You better believe it.
He duped us. All right, anything good on TV you're watching we should be paying attention to?
Oh, yeah, I got a few things. So in case you missed it, the Kennedy Center Honor celebrated five legends on CBS this past Tuesday, but you can catch it on Paramount Plus anytime you want. So you got George Strait, you got Gloria Gaynor, Kiss, you got, you know, Sylvester Stallone. And then also in theaters, a movie we saw today, man. And take your tissue, Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson in Song Sung Blue, based on a true story of a Neil Diamond impersonator and his wife. It's a true story, and it is a tearjerker, and they're already talking Oscar. It's getting Oscar buzz already. And then on Netflix, very controversial, I think it will be over time, the new Dave Chappelle comedy special. He's covering a lot of ground. So check it out. Those three different things are noteworthy for this week. Next week is going to be even better because here comes the playoffs or the NFL and all kind of stuff happening.
All right. Theo Lewis Clark, how was Christmas with the grandkids?
All beautiful. I'm still here, my friend.
All right,
it's
good.
Fantastic. Yeah, we had a great time.
Beautiful. All right, Theo Lewis Clark, have yourself a happy holidays, and we'll check in with you next Friday. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all.
You got it. That's how you play Hollywood Exec for a Day. Were you scooped? I should have been smarter than that. I should have that Pluribus on that's the one from the woman from Better Get Saul. She's the star on that. I think I saw the first episode and it was a little too creepy for me, so I passed on it. But it is getting rave reviews. All right, stay right there. We got lots more to get to. Bill on the road. Bill Cleveland, normally our Thursday segment. Bill is going to be joining us and we'll find out where he is. We should mention that it just came out. We just cut a deal with the National Park Foundation, and they're going to join us every Tuesday starting January, and they're going to give us a park ranger every Tuesday, and so we can sort of find out about a different national park in honor of the 250th anniversary of the country. We're going to take a tour of the national parks one a week. And so if you ever planned on going to one or you just wanted to learn more about this beautiful country, the National Park Foundation and America at Night are teaming up for once a week. We're going to take you on a tour of a national park. And who doesn't love sitting on a bus or in an event space or listening to a park ranger regale us with the stories and the insights of each individual park? So we'll do that starting in January every Tuesday. So we look forward to that. Stay right there. We're just getting started. It's America at Night with McGraw Millhaven. Back in a moment.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact shastacollege.edu.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Robert Levenger, insurance agent.
COVID-19 has changed everything for the children of the world. Since the earliest days of the pandemic, we've been on the ground providing children food, educational resources, and basics no child should be without. To learn more, visit savethechildren.org/together. This year, join us and make change for children. Visit savethechildren.org/together. Sponsored by Save the Children.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's important to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Mm-hmm.
nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw-Milhaven.
A little Pretty Woman for you. One of his most iconic songs.
Pretty Woman, walking down the street.
I also love the Traveling Wilburys myself. Wilburys myself. But Bill on the Road, Bill Cleveland, is our travel guru, and he checks in from somewhere in the world. You got a couple places for us tonight. Bill, thanks for checking in, as always. Oh, he's not on yet. Oh, well, we should be getting him on here in mere moments. We will be getting him on. He visited Wink, Texas, the hometown of Roy Orbison. He's also apparently spent some time in Roswell, New Mexico, which is where the aliens are, and Richard doesn't even think aliens exist. Don't tell the people in Roswell, New Mexico. Do we have Bill Cleveland on the phone? All right. We do not have Bill Cleveland on the phone. All right, so I'm supposed to do a little tap dance here until we do. Hey, next hour is open phones, and then we're off. We're back on Monday and Tuesday, and then we're off on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So we're here Monday, Tuesday, and then we're off Wednesday and Thursday, back on Friday, and then, boom, we're done. January kicks off, and we start going our full bore schedule, and everything's going to be great. So that's our first month is under our belt. No more excuses, and we'll be running things off in January. So we thank you for sticking around. Okay, now we have Bill Cleveland on the phone. Bill on the line, Bill on the road. Bill, good morning. Good evening.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to you, too.
As a man who spends his life on the road, what'd you do for Christmas?
You know what I did yesterday? I went to see a movie. I went to see Song Sung Blue. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. And?
Oh, I thought it was great. Yeah, and I read a quick movie review by one of these bozos that said it wasn't very good. And so if the review people say it's not good, generally it's pretty good. and that turned out to be the case here. And it was like 2 hours and 10 minutes. Maybe we could have done a little editing, but overall it was pretty good.
Hugh Jackman, I love Hugh Jackman. I mean, everything he does, he's great in. So I would think, and when I first saw the trailer, I was like, wait, it's a movie about a Neil Diamond tribute band, but if Hugh Jackman's in it, I'm sure he pulls it off somewhere.
He is, he's very likable. Absolutely. And, I really enjoyed it. And I am an unapologetic, Neil Diamond fan. I saw him in concert at least 4 separate times. In fact, one time for my dad's birthday, I was working at a soft rock music station at the time, and I had told my dad that I had gotten some free tickets, and I said, they're not really good seats, but do you want to go with me? And my dad said, oh yeah, sure. He's a big fan too. And so what I didn't tell him is I had gone on eBay and found front row seats to the concert. So we go in, and I show the tickets, and the lady, they keep pointing you down. No, yeah, keep going down this way. Keep going down this way. And, of course, we keep advancing and advancing, and my dad is like, what in the world is happening? And then, of course, we're on the floor at this point, and he knows, obviously, something is up, and we went right up to the front of the stage, and it was one of the coolest experiences. And this would have been, I mean, even, I'm trying to think when this would have been, 2007, maybe somewhere around there. So even then, he was in the later stages of his career, yet so intense on stage, you wanted to yell, Neil, relax, man, you made it. Like, you don't need to work this hard anymore.
Well, the Neil Diamond musical is fantastic.
A Beautiful Noise, yes.
That's fantastic. And he sort of had a reawakening, if you will, after Saving Silverman came out in the early 2000s. And it was, once Saving Silverman came out, you were allowed to admit you liked Neil Diamond. but I liked Neil Diamond before Saving Silverman came out. And at next hour, open phones, I'll tell the story about that when I mentioned live on the air that I was a Neil Diamond fan. However, we have to get to you. Let's talk about Wink, Texas. Tell me about Roy Orbison's hometown.
Yeah, so a few years ago I wrote a book called The Ultimate American Music Bucket List, and it was a lot of fun, and it was all about music sites across the country. So recording studios, homes of famous musicians that you can actually tour, grave sites, memorials, not all that different from my new presidential book. All my travel books have themes, and so this one was all about music, and one of the things in the book was going to the Roy Orbison Museum in Wink, Texas. And it was one of the few things I included in the book that I had not personally experienced. And so I happened to be in West Texas, which is unlike any other place on the planet. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. But Wink, I think, has like 900 people in it. I may be a little generous there. It's not a big town. And the museum dedicated to Roy Orbison is very, very small, but if you are a true fan, you will get yourself there. So nobody mans the museum. They have a phone number on the front door when you get there, and you call one of the ladies in town, and they come down, and they'll open the museum for you. And, you know, they have an assortment of, you know, newspaper clippings and, you know, all these albums and a handful of things that he owned. So, you know, they have his bowling ball. They have his yearbook. it was sweet, you know. But the one thing that they did have that was pretty cool, they had one of his, pairs of stage sunglasses. So if you know who Roy Orbison is, you've seen him wearing these very thick prescription sunglasses, and they had a pair of them, and they let me wear them for a little video segment I did on social media.
So Roy Orbison had a number. He died very young. I knew he died in the mid 80s. I didn't know he was like 52, 53 when he died. Had a heart attack and died, and he was having this like resurgence with the Traveling Wilburys, and he was like had this whole second career, and I was ready to take off again, and then just died suddenly. So not to mention he had a tragic life to begin with.
He really did. And you know, so for folks who don't know, his wife died in a motorcycle accident, and then 2 years later two of his children died in a house fire, like just a couple years later. So yeah, he had a pretty rough life. The glasses are interesting, or were interesting to me, because I knew the story having included this in my book. And so it kind of goes like this. He was performing on stage, and he had he was doing a concert, and he had forgotten his actual prescription glasses on the airplane that he needed for that night on the show. And all he had with him were a pair of prescription sunglasses. And so he was very, you know, like, you have to remember back then when he was kind of just hitting his groove with, you know, songs like Pretty Woman and, you know, all these things. Maybe he hadn't even had Pretty Woman out yet. But all he had were these prescription sunglasses. And he was really fearful that if he walked on stage wearing these, people would just think, like, what is wrong with this guy, you know? But that's all he had. So he walked out on stage, you know, with the glasses on, and nobody really cared that much. And then he started to do it more and more as a regular thing. And, of course, now we say the rest is history. Every musician and every celebrity wears sunglasses inside. So he was kind of, if he wasn't the first person to do it, he was certainly one of the first high-profile people to wear sunglasses indoors and on stage.
He was also I don't mean this as a negative. He didn't have a lot of stage presence. He was very shy, wasn't he? He just sort of got up there, sang his songs, played his guitar, and he didn't have much of a stage presence, did he?
Yeah, no. He wasn't running around on stage and dancing up and down. You're right. He was very much kind of, I'm just here to sing my songs. But you know, what a unique voice, and just, I was actually, before we went on the air, I was looking at just some of the various Roy Orbison songs that I have just on my iPod or on my iPhone, and I mean, he has some great timeless classics. And if you haven't gone through the Roy Orbison library in a while, you might want to do it and remember how many just great songs this guy had.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I discovered him, I guess, with the Traveling Wilburys. Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, and Roy Orbison. I think they only had one album. And then George Harrison passed away, Roy Orbison passed away, and they all sort of went their own way. But, I mean, for that brief moment, the Traveling Wilburys were, I mean, talk about a rock band, and they all just sort of went down and checked their egos at the door and just sat down and made good music. So,
I remember the music video they did for, I can't remember what their biggest hit was, but I remember the music video. Roy Orbison, I guess, had just passed away not too long ago, and they had an empty rocking chair rocking.
To
kind of memorialize Roy Orbison. So, yeah, he was great. But Wink, Texas, you have to want to go to Wink, Texas. It's like 90 minutes west of Odessa. And Odessa is friggin' West Texas. So, really got to want to go.
I love the fact the old lady's waiting by the phone to come open up the museum for you. That is fantastic.
She was great.
All right. While you were there, you then on your way to California, you then right on the road, you need to fill up in Roswell, New Mexico.
So I did a couple of national parks. I did Carlsbad Caverns National Park, and I did Guadalupe Mountains National Park.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I didn't realize that the whole incident, it didn't really happen in Roswell. Roswell just happened to be like the biggest town that was nearby. The crash and all that happened north of Roswell. And so Roswell was like the closest town to the incident. So they got on the radio in town, and then the government officials were there in Roswell. But the museum kind of walks through everything, shows you photos, and kind of lays out the story. I don't know. I did a walking tour with a guy that went around, and he pointed out all of the important spots in that story.
And what's the story?
I mean,
did they ever, right? It was weather balloons that crashed that they were convinced was really aliens, right?
Well, that's what they said. Yes, that after everything, it was a weather balloon, and so whatever. You're welcome to believe one way or the other.
Well, if you listen to Art Bell, it was six different aliens that they took and never to be heard from again.
Right.
Yeah. But Roswell in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you really have to want to go to Rosedale, do you not?
Well, yeah. So a lot of people will go to Roswell if they are visiting Carlsbad Caverns or they're visiting White Sands National Park. That if you've never been to White Sands, oh my God, that place is amazing. And it's actually part of it. Well, not the national park, but just beyond the park boundaries. They test missiles there. Like they're
shooting
missiles there.
That's where the shuttle. That's where the shuttle landed, didn't it? White Sands, New Mexico?
I think so, maybe. No, I don't remember. I don't know if they landed there.
I'm on
cold medication, so don't trust anything I say.
No, but I think White Sands, New Mexico, it would land there every once in a while for whatever reason. The window was
maybe
such that it would land in White Sands, New Mexico. But yeah, okay. All right, fair enough. All right, good.
I heard that's where they filmed the moon landing there. In White
All right, don't start.
I've heard people say that.
All right, next week you're off to Pasadena and the Rose Bowl Parade?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I actually am not a parade guy, to be honest with you. I don't really care too much for parades, but this one is very special, as you know, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be kind of front and center. I'm a credentialed member of the media on that day, and so hopefully I'll get to talk with some folks that put these floats together and enjoy all the
bands. Do yourself a favor. Go to the park either before or after, like they went, like the night before where they set it up and they're in this park and they line up all the floats, or the day after where you can go and see all the floats up close, because
yes,
the artwork And the creativity is amazing. I mean, it is insane what they can do, because it all has to be, right? It's not just roses. It has to be living things. It has to be, you know, right? It has to be living at some point. It had to be living to be on the float.
Well, so, and that, and to me, that is what makes it special, is they're actual flowers, and it's not, you know, whatever. So, yes,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what makes it really cool.
It's not styrofoam or anything like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really good. All right. Right. BillOnTheRoad.com, BillOnTheRoad.com. Wink, Texas, and Roswell, New Mexico. Put some pins in the, in the map. Roswell and Wink, Texas. BillOnTheRoad.com. Bill, have a safe, and prosperous New Year's Eve, and we'll check in with you next Friday from Pasadena. Thanks, man.
All right, see you.
You got it. Bill's on the road, America at Night with McGraw. Stay right there. If I got time, I'll tell you my Neil Diamond story. That's next, America at Night.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the NFL fan in your life? Make holiday shopping easy with NFLShop.com. From jerseys and hoodies to hats, collectibles, and all the latest fan gear, you'll find something for every person on your shopping list. All officially licensed, all teams, all in one place, and delivered right to your door. Give a gift they'll cheer for this holiday season. Visit NFLShop.com and get the perfect gift today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
It's been too long since many of us and our family members have seen a doctor. The American Heart Association reminds us that routine doctor visits are an important way to check up on our overall health and prevent a heart attack or stroke. Managing conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes helps us stay strong for the people we love. It's time to reclaim our health. Make an appointment today. Visit heart.org/callyourdoctor.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, so here's my Neil Diamond story. And it doesn't involve Neil Diamond, but it involves Neil Diamond. And Neil Diamond, right, this Song Blue movie that's out with Hugh Jackman. And Neil Diamond has had this renaissance, right, this sort of second career. He was huge, right, the 70s and the 80s, and right, he was huge. And then at some point, he became like John Travolta. It wasn't cool to like Neil Diamond anymore, right? And then, so in the whatever it was, the 90s, I was very proud to stand up and say, I love Neil Diamond. And I would be ridiculed and mocked, and I like Neil Diamond. There was nothing, I liked him. I loved it all. And yet it was deemed uncool. You weren't allowed to like Neil Diamond. And if you said in public places you like Neil Diamond, you would be ridiculed and mocked, right? Very similar to Barry Manilow. You're not allowed to like Barry Manilow, because if you like Barry Manilow, then, of course, people make fun of you. They call you all sorts of names because how dare you like Barry Manilow. I love Barry Manilow. I've seen Barry Manilow in concert. Barry Manilow is phenomenal. I mean, he's just off the charts great. And so right before Saving Silverman, Jack Black was in a movie called Saving Silverman, and they liked Neil Diamond, and it was so kitschy that it, like, turned the tables, and all of a sudden it was cool to say you liked Neil Diamond again. So I just moved to St. Louis, and right before Saving Silverman comes out, I go on the radio, and I say that I like Neil Diamond, and I don't care, you know, make all the pot shots you want at me, I love Neil Diamond. After the show, I get a phone call, and they say, hey, McGraw, someone's on line one, wants to talk to you. I pick up the phone, and it says, hey, McGraw, Bob Costas, how are you? I was like, Bob, nice to talk with you. He says, I got to tell you, I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan, too, but I'm afraid to say it publicly. I was like, Bob, let it out, man. Let it out. So that was my brush with greatness. Anyway, we're done for hour number two. Stay right there. Open phones next hour. Bob, I didn't mean to out you. But it's one of my great stories. Our executive director tonight is Christian Vantos. Our engineer tonight is Rick.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008, with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Mountain residents in Wrightwood, California, just northeast of Los Angeles, are examining the damage from heavy rains that caused mudslides and debris flows to roads, homes, and businesses in the area. The manager of Mountain Hardware, Eric Faulkner, says the town has seen its share of disaster over the years.
Let's see, we've survived the blizzard of 2023, we survived the fires of 2024, and now the flooding of 2025, so Wrightwood's strong.
Officials say firefighters rescued over 100 people Thursday night in Los Angeles County. The storms were the result of atmospheric rivers and were blamed for several deaths this week. Alzheimer's disease researchers are cautiously optimistic that all their years of work and study will pay off in the not-too-distant future.
Can Alzheimer's disease ever be cured? Researchers at the University of Edinburgh told the BBC it should be possible to stop the disease, prevent it, and in the much longer term, cure those who have started developing symptoms. They said there had never been more hope in the field than right now. The experts told us they believed we were 5 to 10 years away from treatments that were truly life-changing, but warned the complexity of the brain meant certainty would have to wait for the results of clinical trials.
The BBC's James Gallagher. A man has been arrested after stabbing 8 people and injuring 7 others with a chemical believed to be bleach at a tire factory in central Japan. The attack happened Friday at the Yokohama Rubber Company in Mishima, Shizuoka Prefecture. 8 people were taken to hospitals with stab wounds, 5 were in serious condition. 7 additional people were injured by a substance believed to be bleach thrown during the attack. Police arrested the suspect at the factory. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
There's yet another investigation into Teslas.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into Tesla's Model 3 vehicles over the compact sedan's door release and concerns the controls may not be easy to access in an emergency. The investigation was opened December 23rd after a complaint was filed claiming the vehicle's mechanical door release was hidden, unlabeled, and just couldn't be found. One man claimed he was forced to escape from the vehicle's rear window after the 2022 Model 3 caught fire.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Graphite mines in the U.S. are seeing renewed interest after being largely closed for decades. Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and demand is surging amid trade tensions with China. Several companies, including Titan Mining Corporation in New York, have plans to mine graphite. Titan aims for commercial sales by 2028, believing geographical factors favor their efforts. More at townhall.com. China is now imposing sanctions on some 20 U.S. defense companies. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder, who files this report from Washington.
Beijing is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 executives after the Trump administration last week announced large-scale arms sales to Taiwan. The companies include Northrop Grumman and Boeing in St. Louis. Their assets in China have been frozen, and Chinese organizations and individuals can no longer deal with them. Last week, the U.S. announced an arms sale package to Taiwan valued at more than $10 billion. It still must be approved by Congress. China claims Taiwan as its own and says it should be under China's control. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's the Kia Season of New Tradition sales events. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
262-4729, 1-844-262-4729. I hope you had a happy, healthy Christmas. Hope you were able to spend it with some family. Hope you were able to spend some time relaxing and kicking back and reminding yourself what's most important. Because the last show we did was Open Phones. It was, I guess this would have been Tuesday, right? Tuesday night. And then we were off for Christmas Eve and then Christmas. And we were having a fine time taking phone calls from all over the country, having a nice chat about all sorts of things, that talking a little baseball, and some people called in. This hour is really dedicated to whatever you guys want to talk about. And so it's not, I think I had a guest on in the earlier hour that was talking baseball and whatever. And some gentleman called up who was not very happy with the topic of conversation. And proceeded to just berate me and chastise me, and he was upset that I wasn't talking politics. So I said, well, we're talking politics now. What would you like to talk about? And so he went off on some, you know, trying to, I don't know, he was trying to shame me or tell me I was less than human because I wasn't talking about what he wanted to talk about. And I don't have control of the phone calls. Richard Good is the one who controls the phone calls. And I'm not blaming him for doing anything, but he had had enough, and so he had took him off the air, and I would have gone with him longer, but that's how the internal show works. And I'm not blaming you, Richard, for it. I'm just sort of explaining what happened. And that phone call stayed with me, and I felt bad for the guy. I really did, because it was Christmas Eve Eve. And he was angry about everything. I was like, what are you so angry? It's Christmas Eve. Life is not that difficult. Life shouldn't be that, don't be that angry. We have so many things to be appreciative of. And if you want to scream and yell and rant and rave, there are numerous places to go on the radio. This isn't one of those shows. I'm sorry. We're just not going to rant and rave and scream and yell. We're not going to throw tomatoes at people. You can disagree with everybody and anything you want. But we do it in a respectful manner. We do it even though I might disagree with you on this, I agree with you on this. And not everybody agrees 100% with everything. And not everybody disagrees 100% on everything. And so it's a place where we go to hear stories and have conversations and relax. It's been a long day. We're sitting here having a good time. People are trying to fall asleep. People are just trying to keep company while you're driving across the road or whatever you're doing. Relax. Take a deep breath. It's not that big a deal. I'm sorry I was talking about baseball. I shouldn't be getting death threats because I was talking about baseball. I felt bad for that guy. I said a little prayer for him. I just felt bad for him. It's Christmas Eve, and you're waiting on the phone to yell at me because I was talking about baseball. Really? That's what made you upset? Anyway, phone is all yours. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. Those are the phone numbers, and it is open phones. It is Friday night. It's a week in which most people are off. Most people are out of their normal routine. And I love it because nights like this, you don't know what's going to happen. You go to the phones, you don't know who's out listening. You don't know who's thinking about calling in. You don't know who's going to call you up and yell at you because you're talking about badminton. So we'll wait and see what happens. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Tony in Montreal, good evening. Thanks for joining us on America at Night.
Well, McGraw, that's one introduction, and I can honestly tell you that I remember that call, and it did affect me because I felt the guy was attacking you unfairly. I don't believe that you're the same as Rich Valdez in terms of your approach to the radio station, but you are right. The radio station is out there for people to voice their opinions across the whole United States and Canada and the world, because I remember a fellow from Philippines used to call in all the time. And, you know, the whole point of you taking the calls blindly is that you're facing the fire and you don't know what's coming. But the thing is, let's say I disagree with you 100% on politics. Doesn't mean I disagree with you as a human being. And when I call in on WVMT, because in Canada, we don't have really conservative radio. We have much, very, very liberal. And it's kind of, there's no give and take like it is like in the United States. You have talk radio. Talk radio is a real thing in the United States. It's not like that in Canada. You might get on for 10 seconds, but you won't get on for 5 minutes like when I was on with Rich Valdez or with you. You give me time to say what I have to say. So in light of the fact that I made many calls to WVMT, Bruce, there's a guy that has a food show down there, and I used to call him because I like food. And one of the things, the themes were that I used to listen to his recipes on Saturday morning, and Bruce would, you know, give us, you know, he'd want to know my Italian recipes, and I'd talk to him back and forth. And I every Christmas when I started talking to him, I wished peace between our countries. I wish peace to all people. I wish peace across the whole land, just like it says in the Bible, peace. Peace and love, just like John Lennon said. I grew up a hippie in the 60s. I'm a little bit older than you, but the thing is, I'm a consistent person. I'm a consistent traditionalist. I believe in tradition, whether it's politics or sports, and baseball is a traditional American sport that has been adopted in many, many countries around the world because it's such a great family sport. It's a great pastime sport. It's a great summertime sport because we suffer greatly in the winters in Canada and elsewhere in northern United States. But imagine the game of baseball has made its way from Nicaragua to Japan to China to Taiwan to all the way across to Belgium now. And in Italy, they're playing baseball. And, of course, Canada has a great tradition in baseball. So in light of that, I just want to talk about one thing. Jeff Kent became was an MVP player.
Yeah.
And went to the Hall of Fame before Barry Bonds. He played with Barry Bonds. They say he's the greatest second baseman to ever hit a baseball. But I'll just point out these facts because I think you and I could have got 117 RBIs that year that he was batting in front of the great seven-time champion MVP Barry Bonds. And Jeff Kent only became Jeff Kent after he started training with Barry Bonds at Barry Bonds' training facility. So you can read into whatever you want when I say that. He got 117 RBIs, but the numbers count, McGraw. 284 people were on base when they walked Barry Bonds, the great Barry Bonds, 73 times. That's, I believe my math is 387 batters were waiting ducks on the pond for Jeff Kent. So if you hit 225 or 250, you'll hit about 150 RBIs, okay? So I think you and I could have done that.
Well, I will say this, that Jeff Kent came up with the Mets and was traded way too early from the Mets, went on to have a great career. He was with the Dodgers. He was with the Giants, right? He and he got in recently into the Hall of Fame because of, and stop me if I'm wrong, didn't he get in because, like, of a special committee made up of baseball people, right? Wasn't that sort of how he got in? And so... If the baseball people who know baseball said Jeff Kent deserves to be a Hall of Famer, that's good enough for me, right?
So the issue for me is that the baseball writers of America, including Canada, had the original say on your eligibility, and I believe it's like five or six times, and if you get passed over,
I don't mean to criticize the writers, because I know many of the writers, and they take painstakingly notes and pour over all of these stats and debate it and argue it and investigate it, and so they take that responsibility very seriously. But if the players themselves are going to vote on a player, right? They have these veterans committees and old timers committees and whatever else, and if they said Jeff Kent deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, call in. I'd love to talk to you. America at Night, back in a moment.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Looking for the perfect gift for the NFL fan in your life? Make holiday shopping easy with NFLShop.com. From jerseys and hoodies to hats, collectibles, and all the latest fan gear, you'll find something for every person on your shopping list. All officially licensed, all teams, all in one place, and delivered right to your door. Give a gift they'll cheer for this holiday season. Visit NFLShop.com and get the perfect gift today.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
At VA, veterans receive world-class health care and are treated with respect and dignity. Women veterans receive specialized care for their unique needs. Veterans with PTSD experience life-saving therapies. Paralyzed veterans access new technologies to improve mobility. Whole Health is changing primary and specialty care at VA for the care, respect, and compassion veterans deserve. Choose VA. Visit choose.va.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One done now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
It's open phones on a Friday night. Thanks for staying up and listening. We appreciate it. 1-844-2-McGraw. That's 1-844-262-4729. Put it in your phone, lock it in, and when you're ready to call, just dial it up. 1-844-262-4729. Terry in Macon, Georgia. Terry, welcome to America at Night.
Hey, thank you, McGraw, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I connected with the show years ago. I'm from Pittsburgh originally. My mother listened to Jim Bohannon, even though she vehemently disagreed with him. But he was so eclectic, and I love that you are honoring that with your show. Heck, we had aliens, baseball, and Roy Orbison in the last hour, and I love it. And I heard that gentleman last night. I picked up a night shift gig during this holiday season and tuned in, and I heard that gentleman, not so gentlemanly, yesterday on your show. But I love that you and your crew handled him well. But keep on doing what you're doing, and you're honoring the people that came before you. And I just wanted to say thanks, and I'm enjoying the show, and I'm going to be tuning in more in the future.
Well, Terry, first of all, thank you very much. It's very sweet of you to say and tell your mother thank you. It is an honor.
She's long into glory, but
Okay, all right. Well, she's listening in. She's listening in the speaker up in the sky. But no, it's an honor to host the show. When they asked me about doing it, they said, what kind of show would you want to do? And I said, I would do the best knockoff of a Larry King show humanly possible. I grew up listening to the show. I love that type of radio. I love late night conversation. And so we're going to talk every walk of life, every angle, every story, everybody. Somebody's got an interesting story to tell. I'd love to get them on. Books, authors, music, musicians, regular people, famous people. And then save, carve out an hour for open phones, because there's nothing better than just, Tony alluded to this earlier. We don't screen phone calls. What you're going to talk about, because that's half the fun. When I meet someone on a park bench, I don't know them or their story. And that's the nice thing about it, is we get to learn together. So I appreciate the phone call, Terry.
Yes, sir.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas, and thanks for checking in. Check back in anytime. Bill in, you know what, Bill? I got a minute, Bill, in Louisville, Kentucky. Bill, thanks for joining America at Night. I got 1 minute. Go.
Well,
Do you want me to hold you on through the break?
I wanted to bring up something the other night when y'all were talking about stuttering, and I'm probably going to do a little of that now.
How about this? Bill. I'm short on time. I have a bottom of the hour break. Can you hold on through the break, and I'll give you plenty of time on the other side?
Sounds good.
Okay, Bill in Louisville, Kentucky, hold that thought in just a minute. John in St. Louis, hold that thought. We have a couple lines open for you. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. I'm still getting used to this bottom of the hour hard break. I'm not used to that hard break. Normally I just push it and kind of blow off spots, but you really can't do that when you're doing a national syndicated show. They get kind of angry with you when you sort of break format. So I cannot break format, Bill in Louisville. Hold that thought. I do want to get to you. It's open phones, America at Night, 1-844-2-McGraw or 1-844-262-4729, America at Night, McGraw-Millhaven, back in a moment.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
96.25.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One. Now, a 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
While serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, we got Bill on the line in Louisville, Kentucky. Held him on through the break. Bill, thanks for holding on. Welcome to America at Night.
Yeah, well, thank you now. First of all, you were talking about Neil Diamond, and before he got huge, but he was almost getting huge. He was just early 70s type of stuff. I worked up a whole lot of his songs to play locally and everything, and I noticed going into some of the what they call now deeper cuts, there's a lot of references to being barefoot. So anybody into Neil Diamond, who I don't know if anybody's ever brought that subject up, but you want to go and explore, there's probably 10 songs where he mentions being barefoot, and I just thought I'd throw that in.
All right.
I told you my other story.
What's your other story?
Okay, my other story, you were talking about being stuttering.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a retired postal worker, and we used to get magazines. You'd have like a whole bunch of magazines going out to different places, but they'd be all wrapped up together by the company that put them out.
Sure.
Anyway, there was a group called the Tourette Society, the Louisville Tourette Society, and they had a magazine called Twitch and Shout. And I just thought that people would get a kick out of that. So
that is funny. And if you can't laugh at yourself, right? If you can't laugh at yourself. What's the point? That's a funny story. I'll also check in on that Neil Diamond. I didn't know the barefoot references. That you might be onto something, Bill.
There's probably close to 10 of them. So anyway, that's all I got. Good luck with your show, okay?
Bill, thank you for checking in. Happy New Year. John in St. Louis. John in St. Louis, hello. Welcome to America at Night.
How you doing there, McGraw?
I'm good, John. Thanks for checking in.
Are you twitching and shouting yet?
Yeah.
That's good. That's funny. I'm thinking of semi true story. It's involved. Remember Jackie Mason? He was a comedian.
Sure.
And I think he might still be with. I don't know. But we were walking down the street one day on Wilson Boulevard out there in California with my lovely young lady girlfriend, and. He was walking toward us, and we all kind of, we had a vibe. It was, we'd see everybody out there, Professor Irwin Corey. But Jackie, we said, Jackie, tell us the story. And it was near a coffee shop, so he says, what? Four Catholic women are talking about their sons. I'm remembering that the first woman said, my son is a priest. Walks into a room, everyone says, Father. And the second, my son is a bishop. When he walks into a room, everyone says, Your Grace. And the third, my son is a cardinal. He walks in, everyone says, Your Eminence. But the fourth, she just sitting there, and she looks up and says, Look, when my son, he's handsome, 7 feet tall, and he's a firefighter, when the women see him walk in, all they can do is say, Oh my God! Are you there?
Oh no, I'm here. My finger's on the dump button, waiting for you to cross the line. By the way, Jackie Mason passed away in 2001.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
How old was he? He had to be like almost, 90-something.
93 years old.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Born in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Let me tell you. All right. He knows that part. What about Alan King? Remember him?
I do remember Alan King, yes. Yeah, some of the legends. Yeah. Yeah, one of the good ones. All right. Hey, John, thanks. Okay. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Dale. And you got it. Dale in New Prague, Minnesota. Dale, welcome at night.
First time talking to you.
Love to hear it.
I just wanted to inject a little black humor. I call the suicide hotline tonight, not for me, and they put me on hold. Ha, ha, ha. And then my phone died. I was calling for a friend. I had just talked about a suicide, and I wanted to get some pointers as to what to do.
All right. Well, it's really nothing to joke about, so let's not go down that road, okay? Let's not go down that road. That's a little uneasy. I don't, you know, there's a lot of people out there who holidays are a hard time for them, and so I don't want to put it in anybody's mind or anything, so...
No, I just saved a guy's life.
I understand it. So great, congratulations. That's wonderful. It's thrilling. I would employ anyone who's having a hard time, reach out to a friend and have them talk to you, because I just don't want to. It's a very difficult and very painful subject, especially around the holidays. Nothing to joke about. So,
and that's what I'm not joking about it. I'm trying to unwind. I'm still having problems dealing with it, and I just don't like talking to someone.
Well, I appreciate that, Dale, and congratulations to you for being there for a friend. It's not easy, and I'm glad you called to sort of help you get through it. But it's a real deal, especially around the holidays. People are lonely. People get down a rabbit hole. They're alone, and it's a real deal. And I applaud your friend for reaching out. And it sounds like you did all the right things. And so, congratulations to you. You should feel good about yourself.
Okay. Well, I guess thank you, and thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Dale. New Prague, Minnesota. Good work, Dale. Go get yourself some sleep and check in on your friend tomorrow, because I'm sure he's going to need another pep talk or something. But it's nice to see that he has a friend and he felt close enough to you to reach out and help him. And again, it's nothing to joke about, and it's especially these days, it's mental health is a real thing, and the holidays, it's a hard time to get through it. So I'm glad you were there for him, Dale. Hey, we have a couple lines open for you now. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. We have a couple of lines open for you right now. I had the worst impression of Jackie Mason I've ever heard. All right. America at Night, back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night, McGraw-Millhaven.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Looking for the perfect gift for the NFL fan in your life? Make holiday shopping easy with NFLShop.com. From jerseys and hoodies to hats, collectibles, and all the latest fan gear, you'll find something for every person on your shopping list. All officially licensed, all teams, all in one place, and delivered right to your door. Give a gift they'll cheer for this holiday season. Visit NFLShop.com and get the perfect gift today.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 billion of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quote.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
You protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
Well, somebody hit the jackpot. It was Christmas Eve, and it was $1.82 billion. $1.82 billion. The Powerball ticket was purchased just outside of Little Rock, Arkansas on Christmas Eve. Someone won the second largest lottery jackpot in the United States. And all joking aside, for reals, and I'm not even kidding about this, I'm glad I didn't win. I'm glad I didn't win. I know you're thinking to yourself, the lump sum payment right? So you don't win $1.8 billion. You win the lump sum payment, right? That's what every economist tells you to do. It's what every economic advisor tells you to do. The lump sum payment would have been $835 million. And guess what? Unfortunately, your life would be ruined. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, this would be, no. I'm so glad. I play. I don't play when it's a million. I don't want to win a million. I don't want to win 5 million. I don't want to win 100 million. I want to win a billion. That's when I start playing. I start playing when it gets to a billion and I remember it. That's when I play. I wish they would give, right, 1.8 billion. What would that be? That'd be 100 million. That'd be 180 million, right? Is that right? Or 1,800 million? I wish they would give $1 million to 1,800 people. That would be more beneficial. But to give one person $834 million, no one's going to treat you the same. No matter how much money you give away, let's say you have a brother or a sister and you give them $1 million each. They're going to look at you like, you got $800 million. What are you only giving me $1 million for? And then I gave you $1 million. You can't win if you win the lottery. And everybody who looks at you and who likes you and who respects you for whatever it is you've done and however you live your life, they're going to look at you differently. And people are going to treat you differently. And the scammers are going to come out of the woodwork. And, right, that's why all these people who win have these terrible, terrible stories and tragedies. Be careful what you wish for. I don't want to win the lottery. But Christmas Eve, I hope we never find out who they are. I hope they take their money and it doesn't change their life. They pay off all their bills. But for somebody to hand you a check for $835 billion, man, I don't want it. I don't want to do it. New York is bracing for the biggest snowstorm in years. Long Island, Westchester, they're calling for 6, 7, 8 inches of snow through tomorrow. So hold on to your hats. Montauk, they're calling about 4 or 5 inches. It's going to get bad in the East Coast around the New York metropolitan area. Connecticut. New Jersey, Newark, 7 or 8 inches. It's going to be bad. Possibly the worst snow in years. If New York City sees more than 4 inches of snow, it'll be the most significant snow since January of 2022 when 8 inches fell in Central Park. So watch out for that if you're traveling to the East Coast. A couple of other news stories. Oh, yeah, this one's interesting. By the way, it's open phones. And if... We got a break? No. We're breaking? Yeah. I don't break. No, I break at the top of the hour, don't I? I got a break again? I thought I already broke this half hour. No? One more break? And then we come back and wrap things up? Well, Richard Good's running this show. America at Night, back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Okay, I was right. Richard was wrong. Mark that, Exhibit 1A. Well, I never listened to Richard Good. I knew I broke this hour. I knew I had time. All right, so we're good. So we're back. So we're not breaking. So we're not going anywhere. Stay right there. We'll take a phone call or two. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. That's all right, Richard. It happens to the best of us. I'm the last person who should be critical of watching the clock. However, before we get out of here, let me tell you about this story. Streaming. I was on a roll, too. Streaming. The reason why streaming took off was because we were sick and tired of paying $200 for cable. Okay? A friend of mine came to me the other day and he sits down in my cubicle and he says, I hate to tell this to you, but if you cut the cord, what's the opposite of cutting the cord? I was like, I don't know, reattaching the cord? He says, I'm reattaching the cord. I said, what do you mean? He says, I'm re-signing up for cable. So why are you re-signing up for cable? He says, this stream, cutting the cord is costing me a fortune. So listen to this. Here is a list of streaming services and the inflation and the subscription prices from when they launched to where they are now. You ready for this? Hulu launched in 2010, and when it launched, it was $9.99. Today, it's $19. Disney Plus, when it launched in 2019, $6.99. I'll take that, $7 a month. Today, Disney, $19 a month. HBO Max, when it debuted 4 years ago. Was it still called HBO Max, or was it Max then, or was it something else? When it started, it was $15. Now it's $18.50. Netflix, when Netflix started its subscription service in 2007, $8.99 a month. Now $18. Peacock started in 2020. It was $10. Now it's $17. YouTube, I am a subscriber to YouTube. In 2018, it was $11. Now it's $14. I think I pay more than $14, but I think I have a couple of extra add-ons, too. But it started at 11, started at 12, now it's 14. Then you've got Paramount Plus, started at $10, now it's 13. Apple TV started at $5 a month in 2019. 6 years later, it's now at $13. Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music all started at $9.99 a month. Now, Spotify is $12, Apple Music is $11, and YouTube Premium Music $11. So, these streaming services, they're like drug dealers. They get you hooked, and all of a sudden they jack up the price to the point where it's so much easier just to go back to regular cable. It's cheaper to go back to regular cable. And yet, no, they continue to jack up the prices of these streaming services. So there you go. There was one other topic I wanted to touch on before we let out. Oh, in 1974, here's a little nugget of information we can leave you with. The law was changed in 1974 to allow girls into Little League. Yep, that's when the world started going straight downhill. When the Little League girls started to play with the Little League boys. Also, passing away on December 26th, Harry Truman passed away in 1972 on this day. Jack Benny passed away on this day. Jason Robards passed away on this day. Reggie White passed away on this day. Gerald Ford passed away on this day. And Tommy Smothers, comedian, passed away on this day in 2023. So it was a bit of a sad day there, right? They made it through Christmas, and then after Christmas, for whatever reason, they passed away. So that's going to about do it for us. I believe I have to break at the top of the hour, Richard Good. All kidding aside. No, happens to the best of us. Don't worry about it, Richard. All right, good. We're done for the week. Next week, we're going to be here Monday. We're going to be here Tuesday, and then we're going to be here Friday. So we're going to take off for Christmas or New Year's Eve, and then New Year's Day, and then we're back on Friday, and then we start January full swing, full steam ahead. Hey, I want to thank everybody to help us out tonight, including Theo Lewis-Clark, who's here for Hollywood Exec for a Day. Bill on the Road, check out his website, billontheroad.com. He's got some great insights, great videos. He also has that presidential book. And that's going to do it for us. Everybody, thank you for checking in. As always, thanks for your kind words. And thanks for helping me get through this first month. It's been an absolute blast and an absolute treasure. And I'll leave you with this. Talk about people who don't agree with me and yet like the show. My sister is listening, and she's been listening. I talked to her over the holiday, over Christmas. She listens all the time. She doesn't agree with anything I've said since I've been 5 years old, and she listens to the show. So if she can listen, anybody can listen. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Our executive director is Christian Mantos. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Millhaven. This is America at Night on Westwood One. So long, everybody.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 billion of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well at TermBus.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. An atmospheric river hit Southern California, bringing with it heavy rains, flash floods, and a debris flow. The town of Whitewood, near Los Angeles, was one of the heaviest hit from the storm. Manny Simpson, a Wrightwood resident of 14 years, says even though their house flooded and his garage was damaged, they still will call their place home.
We like it here so much, we're never going to move, no matter what happens. We've had to evacuate three or four times, and we've been through it all, so, and we're still here, so we're not moving.
There's still a risk of more flash flooding and mudslides despite slackening rain around L.A., the National Weather Service is warning. Two major airports had security scares on this busy travel day after Christmas.
An unattended bag led to a law enforcement investigation and a scare inside the Baltimore-Washington Thurgood Marshall International Airport on Friday. The police activity paused passenger screenings, closed the terminal roadway, and suspended the light rail access until the all-clear was given. At San Francisco International Harvey Milk Terminal 1, a suspicious package investigation led to a terminal evacuation, roadway closures, and long delays for travelers. A canine unit detected the package and the bomb squad investigated. The package was safe and there were no injuries. I'm Bill Alexander.
The president of the Kennedy Center is criticizing musician Chuck Redd for canceling a Christmas Eve performance. Redd withdrew days after the White House announced President Trump's name would be added to the venue. The center's president, Richard Grenell, called the decision classic intolerance and threatened to seek $1 million in damages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will meet Sunday with President Trump in Florida. He told journalists that the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and that the 20-point plan under discussion is about 90% ready. News and analysis at townhall.com.
So PureTalk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank PureTalk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Happy New Year.
South Korea says it's ending the foreign adoptions of Korean children. We get more on this story from correspondent Donna Warder, who files this report from Washington.
The South Korean government says it plans to end foreign adoptions of its children. The announcement comes hours after the United Nations Human Rights Office released South Korea's response to investigators urging that the country spell out concrete plans to address the grievances of adoptees who were sent abroad with fake records or were abused by their foreign parents. South Korea faces growing pressure to deal with widespread fraud and abuse in its adoption program. South Korea's Vice Minister of Health and Welfare says Korean adoptions will be phased out over a five-year period until it reaches zero adoptions in 2029. I'm Donna Warder.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A prominent college football program has hired a new coach after a scandal.
Michigan has agreed to a five-year contract with Kyle Whittingham to replace fired and disgraced football coach Sharon Moore. That's according to two people familiar with the situation who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the move had not been announced. Whittingham announced 2 weeks ago that he would step down after 21 seasons as Utah's coach. He won a school record 177 games. Moore was fired on December 10th when the school said an investigation uncovered his inappropriate relationship with a staffer. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Las Vegas Raiders have decided to bench defensive end Max Crosby for Sunday's home game against the New York Giants in a matchup of teams with the NFL's worst records. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
And we'll get some numbers, I'm sure, today, less than 24 hours after this, when we see what's happened. Will ISIS stop? Will this put an end to the prosecution or persecution and attempted annihilation of Christians in that region? And maybe it's a message to other anti-Christian groups around the world as well, but Nigeria was particularly sensitive because we've been seeing a lot of reports out of the area. Peter Doocy was on Fox talking about the attacks and the symbolism of the attacks from just this morning.
Yeah, Peter, it's notable when a major military move takes place on a holiday. Do you think that the symbolism of protecting Christians on Christmas factored into this timing?
Knowing President Trump, yes. And, you know, he's got Raising Cane as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He is the person that President Trump credits with coming up with the idea of basically the way that they quickly and decisively took out ISIS in his first term. The president always tells this story about how he was getting a briefing from some military advisors, and they said it was going to take months or years to take out ISIS. He talked to Dan Kane, who is now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and he came up with a way to do it in weeks or months, and then that was that. And so, yes, the symbolism of doing this on Christmas should not be ignored.
Not be ignored, not be lost on anyone. President Trump not afraid to talk about his faith, his belief in God, and especially on Christmas, protecting the people who have been under attack for God knows how long in that region. But for anybody who's worried that this is President Trump just randomly going after people that we believe are attacking Christians, this was done with the agreement, support, and dare I say, guidance of the Nigerian government. So don't freak out. And if you have any friends on the liberal side of things, you can tell them to relax. Join the conversation. What do you think about this? I'm good with this. I'm good with President Trump going in and taking out the ISIS camps that have been going in and killing Christians in Africa. The number, of course, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. The strikes will be a major topic today, as we were surprised by this. A lot of us very surprised by this. So mainstream media will be reacting throughout the day. They also, I expect, will be reacting to a story that's just kind of hanging in the shadows from the last 24 hours. And that was the announcement by the Department of Justice that there may be as many as another 1 million documents relating to the Epstein files. And they're looking for volunteers to go through and help with the redactions that are needed to be done. 1 million more pages That, now that's crazy. And why didn't we know there were 1 million more pages? How could we not know? Or was this related to those storage bins, storage lockers that we were told existed, filled with Epstein documents and or videotapes from a long time ago? That seemed to be something that was out there, just kind of bubbling around. I'd like to know. But there has been very little media reaction to this other than announcing that the DOJ said there's another million documents. And, hey, we're looking for volunteers to help us redact. Do you think they'd let Michael Piercy and I go in and do the redact? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to let us near there because I wouldn't keep my mouth shut. Other things that happened in the last 24 hours. Somebody in Arkansas. Not in Delaware, where I bought my Powerball ticket. Not in the District of Columbia or in the Maryland region nearby the radio station here or in Virginia. Somebody in Arkansas holds the single winning Powerball ticket, which is over 800 million if you take the one-time payout, and that's before taxes. So basically, somebody won about $500 million. After taxes, but in Arkansas. One ticket, and here's the weird part of it. You know, people are always asked, what would you do if you won a giant lottery? And obviously, you would say disappear or try and find a way to protect yourself and insulate yourself. In the state of Arkansas, you do not have to come forward. You are able to remain anonymous, but only for 3 years. You get to hide out basically for 3 years. And I think in 3 years you should be able to build enough of a protective wall around yourself, with people in support. Let's say you got $500 million tax free that has come to you. I think you'd be able to, hide out and prevent yourself from being attacked by all the people who suddenly said they're related to you or you told them you'd give them a slice of the deal. Yeah, but somebody in Arkansas. Somebody, and maybe it's a group of people, who knows, because they have not come forward and they have 3 years before they need to come forward. Five, just a rough estimate after taxes, one-time payout. It's even hard to say. I swallow every time I try and say it. $500 million from the Powerball ticket. Yeah, well done. Good for you. Good for you. God bless. I am not so fortunate. I'm bad. I would not have been here today. Everybody says, yeah, they'd show up for work. No, you wouldn't. You would not be here. We have, as I said, many different things we're going to keep track of today. A few of them relate to goings-on with the government in Washington, D.C., the president and his decisions that he made, as I said, the attack on the ISIS camps in Nigeria. And these terrorists that we hope are now taking a giant dirt nap. There was a story about the Trump Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, where a jazz concert was abruptly canceled. Why? Because Donald Trump's name was on the wall. A jazz concert that had been going on for 20 years was abruptly canceled because Trump derangement syndrome. A gentleman was so mad that he canceled. Now, would you do that because the name on the building was changed? It truly is an indication to me that there's some serious mental illness on the far left. But you kind of knew that. We'll get to that. There's some clips from that. We also have an update on the Somalia story. Not just what's going on in Somalia, but what Somalia has sent to America in the form of people claiming to be refugees who refuse to assimilate. And we know they are in the state of Minnesota, and they're in the state of Minnesota in such great numbers. I think we should call Minnesota by a new name. After all, they changed their flag. This year, Minnesota got a new state flag, and it looks remarkably close to the Somali state flag. If you haven't seen it, you can do a little quick search on that and put the two back to back. Yes. They're very, very similar. Isn't that odd? State of Minnesota flag now looks a lot like the flag of the country of Somalia. But they're so close, I think, in their philosophies that maybe we should change the name to calling the state of Minnesota Minnesota. That's it. Maybe some Minnesota or, yeah, mini Somalia. Figure out which. You can suggest, if you will. Is it mini Somalia or Somalisoda? We'll have to work on that. But there is more infiltration of the United States by Somalis. We played the mayor of Boston the other day, who said Boston is strong just because of the contribution from Somalis in this country. Are you kidding me? And now the state of Maine also has a significant Somali population that is, I think infiltrating is too kind of a word, but we'll get to that. And we'll get to your calls as well. Let's open up with a call. James is calling from Wilmore, Kentucky. Hello, James. Hope your Christmas was great. Welcome to the Chris Plan Show with Opelka.
Well, hello. I'm so happy to be with you. I enjoy, I've always wondered, is your name O-P-E-L-K-A, one word or something like
yes,
that?
Sir.
Or is it, it kind of sounds Irish.
Well, you know, I do have three-quarters of my blood is Irish, but it's an old Czech name. There's no apostrophe. The nuns used to want to shove one in there, but it's just, as you nailed it, O-P-E-L-K-A. But thanks for asking.
Well,
what's up?
Yeah, I'm a linguist. I love languages and names. Well, I'm sorry, but I just want to celebrate with you so much for getting the word out. I'm a theologian, been working for 20 years to help the persecution in Nigeria. My brothers, one of them, he had his brother killed. It's just terrible for years and years and years. And of course, the Democrats don't care about it at all. And I just want to say that through my study of the Samaritan parable, it's apparent to me that President Trump is the true good Samaritan who crosses national boundaries and takes chances to assist the servants of God who are being laying there suffering and nobody cares about it. Even in the church, they just walk by like the priest and the Levite, and they don't care about our own brothers and sisters being killed every day. God used President Trump. I don't care. People who attack him all the time and say he's not the best Christian, he doesn't even know if he's going to heaven or whatever. But the thing is, God can use an ass to speak prophetic words to Balaam in the Old Testament. He can surely use President Trump to do his work.
James, you are so correct here. And it's a very, very emotional and very touching testimony you bring here, and I thank you for it. Yes, the President of the United States has stood up for Christians who were literally under the gun and under the knife, as it were, in Nigeria. And now, hopefully, maybe his message will be heard around the world that we, as a nation, are going to protect those folks, those Christians, under prosecution and persecution all around the globe. James, thank you so much. God bless you. Hope you had a great Christmas, as I said. I'm going to take a short break. You want to join us? 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. If you listen closely, you can start hearing the countdown to 2026. So, yeah, we'll cover Christmas, but we'll also start looking at some of the crazy stuff that happened over the past 12 months. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Are you tired of feeling like your voice doesn't matter anymore? Like Americans have forgotten the values that built this country? It's time to stand with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative for seniors, fighting every day for faith and freedom across America. When you join AMAC, you're not just becoming a member, you're joining over 2 million patriotic Americans who love this country and are working to preserve it for the next generation. Right now, you can try AMAC absolutely free for 90 days. That's right, no credit card required, no strings attached, no obligation. You'll get the AMAC Magazine member discount and access to news and resources you can trust, all for free. Don't wait. Join today and see why the Association of Mature American Citizens is better for you and better for Americans. Visit amac.us/joinfree. That's amac.us/joinfree.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes and cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka in for my friend Chris Plant. Michael Piercy is here with me, helping keep me on the rails. You're welcome to join us at 888-630-9625. Maria Leaf on the phones today. Be kind. Well, you should be kind any day, but be kind. As I said, we have a lot to get to. In the in the crosshairs, and we're going to need some time to do a deep dive on it, in the crosshairs of my various list of targets today, free speech and what the left thinks of free speech and what their friends in the EU think of free speech and their friends in Australia think of free speech. We really have to get to that. And we will do a breakdown on it. But just when you think you couldn't dislike Neil deGrasse Tyson any more than you probably do, I have to share with you the post that Neil deGrasse Tyson put up on social media on Christmas Eve. He had a photograph of a cup of tea, some carrot sticks, and some celery sticks. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, as I said, I just find him to be disagreeable on so many levels. He's not a fun guy. He's not rational, and he's a little bit full of his own self. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. He said, if people left hot tea, carrots, and celery for Santa on the table rather than milk and cookies on Christmas Eve, I bet he'd be much, much thinner. Have we looked at Neil deGrasse Tyson? I don't know if he's qualified to be telling people they need to be thinner. I'm just saying that maybe you in the glass house shouldn't be throwing stones, Mr. Astrophysicist deGrasse Tyson. Leave Santa alone. Leave Santa alone, please. And we will play more of the phone calls with President Trump talking to the kids who were calling the Santa hotline on Christmas Eve. There were some pretty funny responses. And one asked about leaving cookies for Santa because I believe she thought she couldn't. She didn't have any cookies to leave. We'll get to that. Some more of the Somali madness and more of the good things that I believe the president is doing to get the country to kickstart 2026 and have the economy roaring again. We'll get to all of it. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show.
we address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
That's your conference table or your tailgate spot. We bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
Okay. At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Streaming of the classic film, It's a Wonderful Life. One of the great holiday traditions growing up in our family was we'd all get together and watch It's a Wonderful Life because it only used to be on once a year. You didn't have access to all these films the way you do now. But Amazon Prime streaming It's a Wonderful Life decided that they needed to shorten it a bit. And they made it, according to people who watched it, and the reports that are now all over the place, the New York Post has a very, very angry report on this, 22 minutes cut out of the streamed version on Amazon Prime. Now, why do you need to cut anything out of it? Amazon Prime is not adhering to any clock. You don't have top-of-the-hour news. You don't have any real schedule you need to stick to. Why couldn't you air the 130-minute film in its entirety? Maybe you put some commercials in there, but why couldn't you add those commercials instead of removing the actual meat of the film? In one part of the edits, remove the iconic sequence called the Potterville sequence where Mr. Potter... We learned why George Bailey was so upset and why he suddenly and how he suddenly rediscovered his will to live. He declared that he wished he never would have been born and wanted to see how his crummy life would have been without him. And then you see him contemplating suicide in one moment and then running joyfully through town, and there's no logical explanation to it. This really is wrong. And I'm hoping we could put some kind of protection of these classic films that you wouldn't be allowed to do that. I'm not the only one who's upset about it. I know it's a 1946 film, but let's face it. It's a classic, and you cut out something that explains the real emotions and what triggered these reactions in the film, and it's not the same movie. So anyway, It's a Wonderful Life. You're going to see it. You've got to see it. It's in its entirety, and hopefully without any commercial interruptions. That's my gripe. You're welcome to kvetch about things as well. The phones are open, as I said, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We'll get to some of the warm and fuzzy stuff with President Trump answering the phones for the kids on Christmas Eve, but let's talk to Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Michael Pucker. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. How was your Christmas? Did you celebrate?
I tried, yes. I can't complain about my Christmas. My Christmas is what it was.
Okay. That sounds like a nonplussed Christmas.
I got the Christmas I deserved. Anyway... did you see the press conference where Trump said we're going to build these two huge, biggest battleships ever?
Yes.
Back on Tuesday. And they're going to have rail guns and lasers like you've never seen before. all kinds of weapons, nuclear tip cruise missiles, and I think the Secretary of the Navy was there too or something, and all this shipbuilding that's going to happen, and we're going to force the defense contractors to not get paid so much if they can't build ships quickly enough. So we're going to somehow force them to build these things as fast as possible. But nowhere in the discussion did we mention what the propulsion energy will be from these ships, whether it be nuclear powered or not. And I thought this was an interesting tie into the fact that Trump Technology Company merged with a fusion company last week.
Well, so you're speculating that there may be a fusion powered submarine about to be, or fusion powered battleship about to be announced? Is that that's possible? I guess. I doubt it.
All these lasers and high technology require an awful lot of electricity. You need some power source other than just burning fuel. I think there may be some tie-in, and we'll find out about it, 2 years from now.
Yeah, that's gonna be an interesting one to watch, Mike. But we also have, at the same time as Donald Trump is announcing the battleships that he's going to build, we have people who are upset about it, and they say these ships are so big they're going to make themselves targets for bombs. And I believe the administration and the president and his team have already thought about that, because he did talk about the protection systems that will be on these ships. Those lasers are basically meant to create a golden dome around the vessel itself that won't allow for any incoming to get even close. So we'll see what happens then. But at the same time, I don't know if you saw it, but North Korea, Little Rocket Man, just unveiled huge nuclear submarine, which it is a gigantic. I'm looking at the images that North Korea released, and I'm trying to figure out, is this an AI-generated image? It is a gigantic vessel that looks rather ominous, but we are told this will have long-range missiles as well involved in it. And he's also announcing new long-range missile tests. But very, very interesting that this 87,000-ton nuclear-powered submarine was revealed by the North Korean leader the same week that we saw President Trump announce the plans to build these two ships. If you haven't seen it, you should. I should post on social media a link to the story, because I do feel like this kind of looks like it can't be real. It is so massive. It is so gigantic. The Korean Central News Agency put out the pictures of it. So they're not exactly the most reliable news agency of the world. But they say it could be in the sea testing within months. It's close to operational, as we are told by experts who've seen. It's kind of weird. Kind of very weird. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's go out to San Francisco. I have questions about San Francisco, as we saw the power outage last week that left the Waymo cars unable to navigate because the traffic lights were not operating. But let's talk to David in San Francisco. David, welcome to the Chris Plant Show. How is life in San Francisco?
Oh, it's not too bad. We're catching a little of this rain.
Okay.
You know, it's funny you're talking about that Navy business with North Korea and Trump. It's been over 100 years. In fact, I think the famous pilot Billy Mitchell was the one that was able to explain how battleships were at risk because of airplanes and missiles. And the idea that whether it's North Korea or Trump are trying to expand the Navy when, you know, missiles and planes can do far more damage and they can sink a very expensive ship. That sounds like a big mistake to me. But I was more interested in this rewriting history with the It's a Wonderful Life. I see the LA Times has got a headline on it, It's a Wonderful Ice, Trump World Tries to Hijack a Holiday Classic. Does it have something to do with ice in the new version?
I don't think so. I'm wondering. I have to look at the LA Times story. This is just the reality of cutting up the streamed version on Amazon Prime, where they removed 22 minutes of a 130-minute film. That's a considerable chunk of the picture, which does affect the storyline. So I have to, I don't know the LA Times story. I'm going to have to look that up this morning.
Well, it sounds like Project 2025 would be the evil banker version. You know, it's as if covering up for Project 2025. That, you know, the evil banker is, you know, sublimated with Project 2025, trying to take America's right to live, the right to be happy, the right to have a life of your own, instead of being just worker bees for evil corporations. That was the plot line all the way back then, and it seems to be what's going on right now.
I have to look at this up because I'm unfamiliar with the way the paper is written. This, and I'll see if I can find it and make a comment on it. But hasn't 2025 changed now to Project 2040 because they keep running out of time? They keep moving the timeline back because or it may be 2050 when it first came out. This was, and I have to go back and look at it because I wrote pieces for it when I was at theblaze.com. This was the project that was trying to utilize a United Nations push to create these cities that would be a walkable, and they get rid of you driving your car, and then, as you mentioned, you know, the holding of personal property really wasn't necessary anymore. Well, this goes back to the you'll own nothing and be happy situation. I do think they may have moved the timeline, because every time they get closer and closer, and there were at one point 600 American cities, small ones, that had signed on to the original project. And it turned out to be a massive failure. Pelosi was in on it, too, by the way. She was very much in on it. But I have to ask you another question there. You mentioned the rain that's coming. We keep hearing some really scary forecasts on the network, weather forecasts about this atmospheric river. Are you guys underwater?
Not San Francisco, but your take on Project 2025 is not Nancy Pelosi concoction.
No.
This is a corporate state. You know, the Adolf Hitler and the corporate state, fascism's other name is the corporate state. And Project 2025 is the corporate state, where the corporations don't have to pay taxes, and they have no they get
representation. You're talking about the Heritage Foundation project. I crossed the streams on that. I'm sorry, it's early in my day, and I crossed the streams. You're talking about the Heritage Foundation Project 2025. My bad. Absolutely, I totally fumbled that one. But. I'm going to have to go back and read the article as well, because it is something I need to make sure I understand the entire article. But you're right. Yeah, you're talking about the book that the giant book that the left was carrying around during the 2024 campaign that they pretended was this master plan to destroy America. I think they even had a giant prop version of it at the DNC, if I remember correctly. But yeah, I'll have to go back and do a little more work on that. But thank you. I need to grab one more call before we take a break here. Let's talk to Alejandro in Vienna, Virginia. Alejandro, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Hey, listen, I'm a former NAVC shipbuilding contractor. I was out, we were working in Coastal City right next to the airport. You mentioned a while ago that North Korean super submarine weighing 87,000 tons.
Yes.
And I can tell you a thing or two about engineering that is likely to be an AI photo or something, or image. Because that's not going to work too well. The contract we worked on was for Marine Corps carriers that don't launch jets off the deck. It's purely static. It's for MV-22 Ospreys. Formerly, they could do the helicopters, you know. So no launching off the deck capabilities, you know, like in Top Gun. For those in the audience who are not familiar with the hardware. So Anyway, and those weigh right around 40,000 tons, and they're humongous things. I mean, I've stood underneath one in Pascagoula, Mississippi, where they are built. Now, with that, so
I'm up against the clock. You got to give me the summary. I'm up against the clock, brother.
Okay, it's not really feasible in terms of just, you know, floating out to sea for trials or just maneuvering it, and it's just too big.
Okay, I'm going to post a picture on my social media account as we speak. Anybody can take a look and tell me what you think. It's Opelka for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Are you tired of feeling like your voice doesn't matter anymore? Like Americans have forgotten the values that built this country? It's time to stand with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative for seniors, fighting every day for faith and freedom across America. When you join AMAC, you're not just becoming a member, you're joining over 2 million patriotic Americans who love this country and are working to preserve it for the next generation. Right now, you can try AMAC absolutely free for 90 days. That's right, no credit card required, no strings attached, no obligation. You'll get the AMAC Magazine member discount and access to news and resources you can trust, all for free. Don't wait. Join today and see why the Association of Mature American Citizens is better for you and better for Americans. Visit amac.us/joinfree. That's amac.us/joinfree.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, GoldCo. GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 billion of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Chris is on holiday. Mike Opelka in for my buddy, and joining us, you, me, everybody, anyone who calls, pretty much, 888-630-9625. Mark is in Landover Hills. Mark, you get to help me wrap the hour. What's on your mind?
I say, Mark, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Hey, buddy, man, I tell you, I was listening, almost fell down laughing when you brought up these intellectual ghouls that think they have the right to edit out Potterville. And that gentleman that called you earlier was 100% right. What a bunch of leftist nuts would do at their own beckoning call the modification of a classic movie and think that it's okay. Anybody that would even consider that needs to reconsider their stance on doing so. You're 100% right. They're a bunch of nuts. A bunch of leftist nuts.
And if the directors were, any director of a movie that's been cut up were alive today, they'd be screaming about it. You know, we'd hear that Frank Capra would be standing up and screaming, "Are you in with Potter now? Are you taking me out of the film? Is that what's happening?" The worst impression ever. It's Mike Opelka. I'm in for Chris Plant. We have so much more to get to on the Chris Plant Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.